over here to, where is it, Bothell? Suzanne's calling us from there. Thanks for calling, ma'am.
Hi there. What you were just discussing with the prior man may be somewhat applicable to myself. What I originally called in about is, although I'm extraordinarily healthy generally, for some reason my body creates, every night when I go to bed, I get up in the morning and I've got phlegm in my lungs, or I've got phlegm in my sinuses, both or either or. And I'm thinking what you were discussing with him is that I have a real problem. Everything else, I'm really healthy, but viruses, every one of them has my name, address, phone number, zip code, email, you name it. And when I get a virus and, you know, if somebody has a cold and it lasts for a few days, mine lasts for weeks. And by that time, I am so run out, it takes me another, like, 3 weeks to get back to normal. And it used to be I did your A&D bomb, and that worked. But then I got, that was insufficient. So listening to you talk about the potassium iodide to 6 drops, I wonder if that's what I need, because, you know, that it gets into the respiratory system, that cold does, and then it just goes and goes and goes. And I just, I need to head it off rather than allow
yes,
it to
ma'am.
Run, because if it's run, it's like 6 weeks.
Well, the only precaution is what that pulmonologist, which is what you call a respiratory specialist, a doc who works with lungs a lot, I had his patients do, and that was 6 drops a day of potassium iodide. Yep, that's a little bit more than the average diet. So just to make certain, would you please go get yourself a thyroid function test after you've been doing that for 2 or 3 months and make sure your thyroid's doing fine. And as he told all his students, the very large majority, it did not suppress people's thyroids at all. There were a few who seemed to be sensitive, and those, well, it had to be cut back or discontinued, whichever. So as long as you exercise that precaution, it should be perfectly okay, ma'am.
So would you think that, like, 6 drops a day thing would be, and now I weigh like 90 pounds, so I don't know if that's weight dependent, but.
It's a little bit weight dependent. You could take it down to 5 and probably get the same job done, ma'am.
Okay, because you think that that phlegm problem is connected to, even though I don't have a virus at the time, do you think those are related?
It could be, ma'am. The other thing that is entirely different that may be the case, and it's just a maybe, is if there's something that you're allergic to in your bedroom, in your sheets, in your blankets, in something in there, and that's causing the phlegm to form. And, of course, potassium iodide wouldn't help that much at all. So you might be wanting to look into that question and make sure everything is, and you probably do anyway, but make sure everything is really clean, clean, clean in there.
So you think maybe then during the cold season, maybe 5 drops a day, like
uh-huh.
I take when I get up in the morning, or is it better to take it in the evening?
Well, particularly since you're getting your symptoms after you're sleeping, probably evening would be better, ma'am, because it'd be more in your system. Because what the body does with all that potassium, one of the things it tries to do is get rid of it, and a lot of it comes out through the urine, which is why it's so good to cure bladder infections, which you don't have, I understand that. But what I'm saying is if you took it in the morning, a lot of it would be cleared by nighttime.
So you think morning is better?
No, you sleep at nighttime, right? So before bedtime. Before bedtime.
Okay, so before bedtime. Another thing that I just heard about, and I want to ask you about it, because I take 5,000 units of vitamin D every day, and I heard someone discussing saying that high vitamin E usage leaches calcium into the bloodstream.
Was that vitamin D or E, ma'am?
D, as in dog. You know,
okay.
Sunshine vitamin.
Very, very unlikely, ma'am, because all the people who lived in the tropics, guess what? They'd all have osteoporosis if that were the case.